Okay, let's get back over to Bonnie, who's calling us from Edmonds. Thanks for your patience, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Yes. My partner got his first bout of gout, and I told him I was going to call you today and ask how to treat it. And what lifestyle changes does he have to make?
Okay, ma'am. That one's pretty simple. Let's see. A number of years ago, someone published about vitamin C and uric acid. Now, uric acid is the stuff that, when it crystallizes, makes these long, skinny, and very painful needles. And that's the gout attack, is the crystallization of uric acid inside the joints.
Okay.
So, anyway, somebody published about vitamin C on that. And what they found is if people took a couple of grams of vitamin C twice a day, that their blood level of uric acid went down by 3 points. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you realize that going to 8 is said to be borderline, and above 8, oh my goodness, you're going to get gout attacks. And if you can bring that down by 3, you're down to 5, and that's a lot less. Okay, it brought it down by 3 points. Why wouldn't we want to do that? Why isn't everybody telling you? Well, because the next thing that happens is the same medical journal published the next month or the next to whatever it was and said, oh my gosh, we don't want to do that. Here's why we don't want to do that. That puts too much uric acid in the urine and you might get a uric acid kidney stone. Well, I read that and I just had so much fun laughing, because at the very same time there was a patent medicine, ma'am, a patent medicine named probenecid, which was widely prescribed for the gout. And what does it do? It gets the body to kick the uric acid out of the urine. And so they were criticizing vitamin C for that and prescribing probenecid, which does exactly the same thing. So, okay. So I recommend that we just go with that 2 grams of vitamin C. Down comes the uric acid by 3 points. But that's not all. Okay. The next thing is, and this one comes from an AMA journal article from, I'm not kidding you, ma'am, the 1800s. Uh-huh. I happen to have a few of those. Copies of them anyway. And this doctor wanted to know why people who had the gout went to certain health spas and they didn't go to other health spas. And gout sufferers would always be attracted to these health spas. Why? Well, you know, because the people who went there told them how much better they did. That's why. And not from the other places. So he went and investigated the water at the health spas. And to his surprise, he found that there was some lithium in the water in the health spas that attracted the gout sufferers, and there wasn't any in the water of the health spas that didn't attract gout sufferers. Uh-huh. So to make a long story short, he found that lithium enables much more uric acid to accumulate before it crystallizes. No kidding. So I asked people, well, take vitamin C twice a day and take some lithium low dose, and lithium low dose, which is available for sale in all the natural food stores. It comes in a 5 milligram, a 10 milligram, and a 20 milligram. And that's low dose. And for bipolar disease, we'd have to take hundreds of milligrams. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that keeps this stuff from crystallizing. So if we're taking, and by the way, it also helps us grow new brain cells. Natural medicine is so wonderful. It does one good thing for us, and it does another good thing and another good thing. But yeah. Anyway, the lithium helps. So everybody I've worked with gout, I'll tell them, 2 grams of vitamin C twice a day, and take maybe a 10 milligram of lithium, which is right in the middle of the 5 to 20 range. And guess what? Everybody stops having gout attacks, ma'am, after they've been on it for long enough to help the vitamin C lower their uric acid level.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll tell them. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. Appreciate your help and the good work you do.
Well, thank you, ma'am, and thank you for calling.